glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's Thursday, January 27th. Welcome to Mark and Friends. My name is Tim Nelson. I'm Operations Manager for Great News Media, coming to you from the WLUJ studios on Mason Street in Springfield. Well, let's start today's program with talking about stepping out in prayer today. When we pray consistently and trust Him completely, God will fit us for the task to which He's called us. Some of us may struggle with an unhealthy perfectionism that can hold us back. We think we need to wait until we have more skills, more time, more money, or wisdom, or health. But Bible teacher Warren Wiersbe once said, that attitude is not humility, it's the worst kind of pride, he says. If we rely on God, He will use us just as we are to accomplish His purposes.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise.
It's Mark and Friends from Great News Media on this Thursday morning with Tim Nelson. Forgiveness is the greatest gift God has given us, and he's asked us to give it to others. And how hard it is sometimes, right, to give it to someone that has hurt us and they haven't even recognized it, or maybe they've recognized it, but they're not willing to take responsibility and they're not willing to reconcile and to ask forgiveness. Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters is here with us on today's program. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Tim. I think this is such a great topic in forgiveness. Like Christ forgives us, washes away everything, frees us, we can walk forward in freedom. But then he does command us to forgive others as he forgives us, as you mentioned. But it's so challenging when someone has hurt us deeply. Either they are totally unaware and we want to point it out and scream how they've hurt us, or they recognize it and think, no, I'm not going to take responsibility for that because it's not my issue, it's your issue.
And how can we many times really offer forgiveness to someone without God's help, without the Holy Spirit's help?
We'll preach that all day and all day long, because there's no way we can do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we do receive Christ and accept what he's given us, his forgiveness, and we have that relationship with him, we do receive also the Holy Spirit. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to forgive and do in our flesh. We could never do it in our flesh, mm-hmm. but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to do it. And so a lot of times when that first step comes where God is asking me to forgive someone who's hurt me, and they haven't apologized, they don't recognize it, maybe I've even shared, you really hurt me, and they're like, yeah, okay, well, you hurt me, and they explain all the things wrong with me. God is asking me to let that person go, take him off my hook, put him on his hook, in a sense, and let him do the work he needs to. And so I do ask God, God, give me the freedom, the grace that you have given me to forgive this person. And so sometimes I just make it a choice and I say it and I don't feel it. I think that's important for anyone hearing this today, is that you don't have to feel it in order to be able to do it. Because saying it out loud, God, I forgive this person. I don't feel it. I don't like it. But do in me what I cannot do in my flesh. Isn't it hard, Tim, sometimes just to let the Holy Spirit work, because you think, man, I'm smart enough to do this. I'll just, God asked me to do it, I'll do it, right?
Yeah, right. That's when the danger light comes on. And then I don't even realize it sometimes. I'm doing it in the flesh without his help. And
without
I think
his grace, and you can't do it.
Absolutely. And I'm relying solely just on what maybe that I think I'm going to bring to the table, because the situation's hard and I'm stuck in it. You know, when you're in your own mess, you can't always see what you can see when you've got somebody else's mess near you and you're not as emotionally attached, right?
Exactly. And I think that's, I think a struggle that we all have. I'm a good person and I can do good things and I can follow the directions. And God's saying, yeah, but when it's something so deep and so hurtful, the only way you're going to go forward, Debbie, is in forgiveness. So that's what I do. I ask God, I'm able to get to that step. And then there's something called what I'm going to call further than forgiveness. And you're like, whoa, stop the bus and hold the phone. What do you mean?
further than forgiveness. Come on, I've offered forgiveness. What are you talking about exactly?
Exactly. What else do you mean? Well, God actually tells us, of course, we just talked about how to forgive, and then we just wonder why maybe we're still struggling. Like, why is the hurt still there and we're offended? Well, in Luke, in the Bible, in the chapter 6, it says this in verses 25 and 28, and then I'll break it down, Tim. It says, if you are listening to me, the Lord, and if you are going to go forward, love your enemies, treat them well, those who detest you, and those who pursue you with hatred. And then 28 is the key verse, what he's instructing us to do. Mm. Bless those who curse you. Mm. Pray for those who mistreat you. And I'm like, whoa, I just forgave them, and now you're asking me to bless those. You're asking me to even love them.
That's like, got to be. That's going to have to be a God thing, isn't it?
Honestly, because when you think, Tim, when you think bless somebody, what first comes to your mind? What does a blessing mean when you bless someone?
It's going out of our way to make sure they're doing well and that our concern for them is more than our concern for ourselves.
Yeah, that's great. And good luck with that because I can't do it.
Right.
So what I'm seeing is that my messed up thinking on this, and I think most people, so I'm not saying you're completely messed up if you think this way too, is that when I say a blessing over someone, so I'm just going to use a person's name, like Lori. God bless Lori. She's hurt me. She's offended me. She's never apologized, and it's really been hard. And I've chosen to forgive her by the power of your Holy Spirit, and now, God, I'm going to ask you to bless her. And it seems like that's messed up because why should she be blessed? But I recognize after studying the scripture, really studying it and teaching it through the Ministry of Everyday Matters, that God wasn't talking about a material blessing. And that's what I think a lot of us think, is that we're going to bless them with a round trip. They're all-inclusive with their whole family, plane, hotel, everything else to Orlando to go to Disney World. And we're going to bless them with that. Or they get a new car, or they win the lottery, or whatever it is. And God is actually saying to trust him with the blessing, and we're actually praying for a spiritual blessing. We're asking God to bring them truth and revelation about their attitude and behavior so that they're willing to turn to him and be free from their own issues and sin. So if I think of it in that term, if we all think of it in that term, Tim, that we're asking God to spiritually bless them, it really is a game changer, I think, about that verse.
We're talking with Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters Ministries. I'm Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening here to Mark and Friends on this Thursday morning from Great News Media. So we've talked about the scriptural principle of going further than forgiveness. Forgiveness in itself is a hard one sometimes.
We're talking about blessing that person who has hurt us. And so it's not merely enough, actually, just to forgive others. We have to be careful not to curse them, which in a way means speak evil of them, even if we think they deserve it. Instead, Tim, we're to do as Jesus did. We pray for them, we bless them, which I shared as a spiritual blessing, and speak well of them. So why do we do this? Because when we do this, when we do what God has asked us to do, and he is perfect and his word is perfect because he is the word, we bless not only them, but we bless ourselves too. Many people have heard this phrase, which I'm about to say, and that is this: hating those who hurt you is like taking poison and hoping your enemy will die. Well, obviously, anyone who did that would only be hurting themselves. So why spend your life angry at people who many of them may not even know that or care that you're angry? I mean, they may just be going on their lives, going about their business, and you're stuck miserable because you're just drinking this poison, hoping that they might die. So what God is asking us to do is release them, let the offense go, forgive them, drop it, and then have this attitude like Jesus did. And we only can do that, as we shared, as Jesus, toward our enemies, towards those who have hurt us. And once you do that, and I'm speaking to whoever, I know that someone is listening right now, and they just need to hear this. Like they're, and I know I would be crying. When someone has shared this message with me, especially for the first time when I understood like forgiveness and then further than forgiveness was blessing someone, when you do this, you're going to experience freedom, and God will show you how he is your vindicator, how he is going to take care of what has hurt you, what has offended you. And it may not be the time you want, because I wanted it yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone's hurt you, Tim, don't you want someone to know about it and then immediately forgot to avenge you, right?
Yeah, it never happens quick enough.
Never happens quick enough. But he's a promise keeper. And as a promise keeper, he says, it's actually in Romans 12:19, that I will take care of it. And whatever your name is, Bob, Susan, Joe, Karen, he says to you, I will take care of it, Sammy. I will take care of it. I will avenge you. I'm your vindicator.
Going further than forgiveness, a good message to take with us today. Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters Ministries, thank you for your time today. And point someone to where they can go to get more information about Everyday Matters.
So it's DebbieGriffith.com, and you can receive encouragement. You can listen to the short feature if you go to the radio page. And I would just love to encourage you, because I am all about walking in God's way, His word, and living in that freedom He offers us.
And you've been on Mark and Friends before. We talked two or three months ago about a book that you've got coming out soon. When is that due out? Tell us just a little bit about that as we say goodbye today.
I do have a book coming out, and by the grace of God, it's coming out, because it's not something I would think that I would have done, but He wanted to have me share stories of His goodness in hard places. So it will be coming out towards the end of March. You'll be able to go on Amazon and type my name in, Debbie Griffith, and up will pop this opportunity to purchase a book called Orange is the New Blessing, From Busted to Blessings, that nothing is wasted and God can redeem all your mistakes. And it's a collection of stories of how something that's been done to us or a mistake we've done ourselves, that God is Redeemer and He'll use it for the good. And that has been so proven in my marriage of 30 years, my parenting of four boys that are now all adults. I have no teenagers left. It's crazy to me, but God is crazy good, and His crazy love for us is immeasurable.
soft like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever.
There's Chris Tomlin with Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson. We want to say hello and thank you for the letter from Patricia from Macomb. She wants to say thank you for broadcasting all the programs and music you do on the station. She says she especially enjoys In the Market with Janet Parshall, Turning Point with David Jeremiah, and Focus on the Family. She goes on to say, Janet Parshall is our watchman on the wall. She is aware, and we need to be too. David Jeremiah is a biblical teacher, and he too is aware of the times we're living in and the culture. And Focus on the Family is so down to earth and gives plenty of practical advice every day. Thank you for having them on the air. And thank you, Patricia from Macomb. We appreciate hearing from you. And you can always get in touch with us as well by sending us a letter, or go to the website and get more information. The websites to check out are greatnewsradio.org, that's greatnewsradio.org, and wluj.org, wluj.org.